The Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis tells us a story about the extraordinary capacity of prayer of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Ma'aseh Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, shehalach lomad Torah etzel Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, v'chol b'nosh Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's son became ill. Amalo, Chanina b'ni, bakesh olav rachmim, v'yichya. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai asked his Talmud Rabbi Chanina to pray for the recovery of his son so that he could live. Hiniach rosa ben birkov v'bikus olav rachmim v'chaya. And Chanina ben Dosa put his head between his knees and prayed, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's son lived and recovered. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Ilmali hitiach ben Zakkai es rosa ben birkov kol hayom kulo lo hayu mashkichem bo. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, "Word that I were to put my head between my knees the whole day and pray, no one would listen to him. Kadosh Baruch wouldn't have listened to him." Amalo ishto v'chi Chanina gadol mimcha. His wife asked him, "Is Chanina your student greater than you?" Amalo lav elahu doma ke'ever lifnei melech v'ani doma ke'sal lifnei. No, but he's like a servant before the king, and I'm like a minister before the king. So the Rav explained that, quoting the Kedushas Levi, what is this kind of a posture to put your knees between your head between your knees in prayer? So the Rav said there are two kinds of prayer. One is the formal Shmona Esrei that requires a midah lifnei Shechina, a person standing erect. That's based on the Cheshivas HaAdam, the man as a significant being, an intelligent being, formulating the tefillos in proper logical ways. But there's another kind of tefillah. Another kind of tefillah is za'aka, is crying out. And that's like an animal that cries out. It's what Yochanan says, ke'eved lifnei hamelech, like a servant or slave before the king who beseeches him in pain and cries out. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the great Tana. But he said, when I pray to God, I'm kesal lifnei hamelech, like a minister. A minister who enters before the king requires the king's permission. There's a protocol. But the servant, the lowly servant, he comes in at any time to serve the king. And the king is therefore, he has more access and is more attentive sometimes to what he says. That's what the tefillah of Chanina ben Dosa represented. He put his feet, his head between his knees, like walking like an animal whose head droops down between his, you know, in front of him, not like a man who stands erect, whose his head representing his intellect is the top part of his anatomy. And that's why he was answered. The Rav said these two parshias, these two kinds of tefillah, one, the Rambam is the opinion that there's a mitzvah of tefillah midiraisa every day. But there's another source of prayer, and that source is from the Parsha Baal Oscha, at a time of crisis. In a time of war and challenge and pestilence. So at that time, there's a separate mitzvah tefillah, that we blow trumpets because we can't even completely articulate our pain. That tefillah, that was the tefillah of Chanina ben Dosa. And that tefillah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was attentive to and saved Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son. And therefore, that's the tefillah, like every day that we, after we daven Shmon Esrei, we say Tachnun. Kedushas Levi cites Tachnun as a source. When we say Tachnun, we bend down. That is Tachavaya. That's the tefillah of Za'aka. And that's the tefillah of Ke'eved Lifnei HaMelech.